Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about some financial literacy principles that I live by, one in particular that I've learned or that I've actually was verified through this new pandemic that we're dealing with and some of the things that we're seeing in the financial markets. And really, it's pretty quite simple. It's the principle of maintaining an emergency fund. So we talk about in personal development and in personal finance the importance of having your financial house be balanced and what that means in terms of how you spend your money, where you spend your money, and then where you save and where you need to invest. A large part of planning for the future and living a long, prosperous life is having a nest egg or having money set aside just in case when life happens. And we know, like anything else, life is absolutely going to happen to us at some point in time, and it's better to be prepared when we can as best as possible. Now, in terms of this pandemic and the coronavirus that has caused so many organizations to be strapped for cash, some may go into bankruptcy, some just may be struggling to stay afloat for a very, very long time. And just put the disclaimer out there that, you know, no one could have predicted that this was going to happen to the magnitude that it happened when it happened. I mean, the market was doing all-time high numbers at this moment. And then this unfortunate situation happened, and it's a terrible tragedy. And I would never want this to happen to anyone or to any organization or to any country or nation or the world. That being said, there's definitely some things that I've noticed or that I'm starting to read more about that some of these companies were doing prior to this pandemic that may have put them in a better situation. Now, I'm not painting a broad brush here, but it was just insightful to me when I was thinking and I was reading about some of the airlines and some of the other organizations, which are really needing a lot of infusion of cash right now to keep their payrolls in check, as well as keep the business afloat. And you know, over the last several years, a decade, you read about the companies doing corporate share buybacks and increasing the dividends and just distributing their earnings in a way that may not have set them up for the best possible future. So, you know, all organizations, they have their strategy, they have the reasons why they do the things they do, and I'm sure they make the decisions based on the best information possible. That being said, there could have been a little bit of an adjustment, if you will, in terms of how they managed those earnings or those profits and how they decided to distribute that capital and how they decided to use that cash and making sure that they had enough reserves set aside. So you see these organizations which need a ton of cash, but then you'll read about they spent a ton of their profits in the past, you know, buying back stock to sort of prop up their position, or also, you know, paying X number of dividends when they really, you know, may have had a lot of debt or other obligations that they really needed cash for. Plus, they may have a lot of fixed costs that require them to, or a lot of capital that needs to be paid, or a lot of overhead that needs to be covered. So you just want to be mindful of that. And this really just sort of sealed it home for me in terms of the importance of having an emergency fund. And for anyone who has a business now, it will be really important for you to just to continue to think about how are you positioning yourself in case there is another situation where business may not be what you anticipated, either through something that was in your control or outside of your control. And it's always a good idea to stay ready, just so you don't have to get ready when the time comes, as the old saying goes. And I would recommend when things are going well in your business or in your life from a personal standpoint, that you sort of exhibit a little bit of self-restraint, some balance, some discipline in terms of being able to put something aside where it is truly for emergencies. Now, you can define emergency however you want to define emergency. Don't take my word for it, but there needs to be some account set aside for reserves for a rainy day. And you just never know what's going to happen. And just consider it insurance. And don't even think about it, really. Just think of it as just normal way, your normal way of operating business. And when business is doing well, you may be able to put a little bit more in your nest egg just so you can have that in, that insurance, so that when times get rough, you're not sacrificing your employees, your mental health, or anything else, or your business. In fact, when things do go a little bit awry and you may need that cash to support, you know, keeping you afloat. And then, you know, on a personal basis, if you are getting that promotion, if you have, you know, just been just blessed financially and things are going really great for you in that regard, this could be a good time to make sure that that emergency fund account is being propped up and you're adding a little bit more to it. So if you have $1,000 in your emergency fund, you get, maybe you get that up to 3,000, or you get that up to 3 months or 6 months of living expenses. If you have 6 months of living expenses and things are going really good for you, maybe you get that up to 12 months. You know, do what is best for you and your family and what's in your means to be able to accomplish. But you absolutely need to at least be thinking about how you can set yourself up for the best outcomes if things don't go as planned financially. So that was what really came to my mind. I was just looking at the television, CNBC, and they were just talking about these organizations and, you know, whether or not they should fail and what should happen with them and why did they do this and that with their cash over the last decade. And it just really just hit home with me again, the importance of having that emergency fund. So I would just ask all of you to just think about, you know, where you are in terms of that emergency fund account. If you haven't started an emergency fund account, strongly encourage you and recommend that you do do whatever you can. But it's important that when life happens to us, as it always does, that we are able to support ourselves and not be in a position where we have to put ourselves in harm's way or mentally stress ourselves out too much as a result of that hardship. And I remember seeing some statistics in terms of the average American would struggle with an unexpected expense of about $600, which is really telling in terms of how we save, if we save as a nation and as a culture. And again, just want to make sure, just want to plant a seed. It resonated with me, and I just wanted to make sure I share it with you all. So as always, I hope that this brief moment in this podcast episode was insightful and maybe have sparked something within you. And I would love for you to be able to share this podcast and this episode with anyone else in your network or family members and friends who you think could benefit from it. And until the next time, live long and prosper.